This is Sunny for Chico Soul. This week, stalemate at Chico City Council over plans for the revitalization of downtown, statewide election news, and voter registration information for the District 1 special election and the June primary election. In local news, Chris Hutton reported that Alternative 1 failed to win approval from Chico City Council on April 21st. Leading to a second stalemate after April 7th over downtown revitalization. Alternative 1 is one of three proposals for the downtown redesign and was recommended after being favored by most survey participants. Alternative 1 would place protected one-way bikeways on Main Street and Broadway and widen sidewalks. Downtown would lose one parking space, and Main Street and Broadway would go from three lanes to two. The project would be eligible for significant subsidy through the Active Transportation Grant and would be completed by 2030. Public comment drew the second highest turnout of any city council session ever. The meeting lasted 4 hours. 76 people signed up to speak, and some members of the public were asked to listen from the overflow room. 69 spoke at the podium, with about two-thirds in favor of Alternative 1. But the council vote deadlocked, 3-3. Here's Mayor Casey Reynolds closing City Council on April 21st.
Well, we're at 10:20. And we don't have another motion of something else, so I don't know how to move forward.
Vote again.
Can we vote again on this?
Come on, Casey. Come on. Vote again.
I feel like this object died behind the voice of the community.
Recuse yourself the way you should have.
So they're supposed to be voting for their community constituents, not for themselves.
We're done for tonight.
Without a clear way forward, the city now faces a tight deadline for the Active Transportation Grant due June 22nd, which would have helped to fund a majority of the project outlined in specifically Alternative 1. In statewide election news, CalMatters reported that seven major candidates are splitting the vote in the Democratic primary for governor. With less than 3 weeks before ballots are sent to delegates, top Democrats like Governor Gavin Newsom and former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi are reluctant to endorse a candidate, making this California's first truly open Democratic primary in 16 years. The 2026 race is also only the second time an open field has competed under the top two primary system, which could result in two Democrats or two Republicans advancing to the general election, excluding the other party from the ballot. Grassroots activists have decried the influence of party insiders for decades, but the scenario of an abundance of candidates and no clear frontrunner has proved unappealing, too. The resulting decision paralysis has resurrected calls for a strong leader to step in. In local election news, Linda Joy Fenley and Leslie Layton published voter registration information in both English and Spanish to chicosoul.org. May 18th, is the deadline to register ahead of the District 1 special election and the June primary election. The Butte Republican Party posted a plea for voters to register and vote in both elections on its Facebook page and website. The recording secretary for the Butte Democratic Party told Chico Soul that North State residents who favor the Democratic Party need to turn out in strong numbers to ensure a viable candidate advances to the November election. Again, the deadline to register is May 18th. In Butte, Glenn, and Tehama counties, would-be voters or voters who want to update their registration can visit their local elections office or, in some cases, register online. ChicoSol.org provides all the details in English and Spanish, including links, addresses, and telephone numbers for registering in Butte, Glenn, and Tehama counties. This has been Sunny for Chico Soul. Follow the latest at ChicoSol.org, including a video by Chris Hutton of the April 21st City Council meeting in Chico, and our community calendar, which provides details for upcoming Butte County Board of Supervisors meetings and Chico City Council. At ChicoSol.org, you can also subscribe to our free weekly newsletter, The Little Sun, to get notified about new content and hear directly from our writers. That's ChicoSol.org.